Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and welcome to another Norm at Night, this time coming to you live from my dining room table in Bowie, Maryland. I'm really starting to wonder sometimes why I do this show. It gets harder and harder, but then you start calling in and we get to talk about some stuff. It's Ski Week at where I work, and so it's an old tradition that goes back to the time when everybody who taught and went to the school all got up together and went off skiing. Well, we don't ski anymore, but we together anyway, but we still take the week off. Well, because it's Ski Week, what that's left me to do is I've been here in Bowie the whole week, well, all 2 days of it so far, but I've been able to watch my buddy Joe Scarborough come to you live, and I really like the Morning Joe show, and though sometimes I don't always agree with what they have to say, I can at least say that it is engaging, and at least Joe Scarborough seems to give the other side an honest listen, and that's all you can ask. I try very hard to give the other side a listen, but you know, when you've been writing with your left hand ever since you can remember, sometimes it's really hard to think from the right side because your whole life has been from the left side. I guess the first thing we'll talk about tonight is the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, going up to Capitol Hill and talking about don't ask, don't tell, or whatever that policy is. So what do you think? Should we let homosexuals openly participate in the military? Should we put heterosexuals in the same barracks together? Oh, wait, I guess I'm giving away an opinion. But what do you think? Should we allow homosexuals in the military forces of the United States of America? Will it hurt morale? Who's right here? Maybe we should take a vote among the soldiers. No, I guess not. I guess we could take a vote then on whether we should allow whites in the Army, or whether we should allow blacks in the Army, or whether we should allow Chinese in the Army. When I say the Army, I'm talking generically, of course, about all the armed forces of the United States. So what do you think? Should we let homosexuals openly participate in the armed forces of the United States? You can give me a call at 347-945-6713 and pop your opinion in about that, or for that matter, anything else you like. That's 347-945-6713. We would love to hear from you here. Or if you just want to come into the chat room, you can always just go there. Right now, the chat room is empty, but should we allow gays in the military openly? That's the question before us right now, folks. Give us a call, 347-945-6713. I don't know. It's a tough call. What do you think? You know where to get, you know how to reach us. I got five lines open, and for, you know, why doesn't somebody just give me a call? I really would like some music. Uh-oh, my water's boiling while I get it. Maybe Max Robbie can talk you into calling 347-945-6713. Question before us right now, should we allow gays openly in the military?
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Yeah, why can't somebody just give me a ring? We got five lines open here, 347-945-6713. Come on, veterans, give me a call. Give us your views on gays in the military. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs says it's okay. The Secretary of Defense seemed to defend the proposition. The President of the United States, who's Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, sure defends the proposition. In fact, it was one of the things he promised us during the campaign. Okay, I think that I'm back on the air here. Says the show's on, but I'm not streaming. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713, when I was so rudely interrupted by the technical difficulty. We were talking about gays in the military. Apparently, not too many people are interested in talking about that, because I'm not getting a lot of response. Let's go look in the chat room, see what's going on there. Well, I got no guests. It looks like a dull night on Norm at Night. Well, maybe we should change the topic a little bit here. Let's shift to about whether or not we should be selling our Toyota stock. What do you think about that, folks? It says the show is on, but not streaming. I don't know what the situation is, but I want to know all you Toyota owners out there. You turn the key and step on the accelerator. How are you feeling? Is this a tempest in a teapot, or are there indeed real issues here? And has Toyota done enough to address the issue? When you step on the gas in a Toyota, can you expect the spring to hold, or is this repair that they're apparently going to do? Oh, gosh, I don't know why the show is on but not streaming, apparently. I don't know. I guess I'm getting a lot of dead air here. I don't know if I should hang up and call in again or what. I need somebody to either come on in the chat room or let me know. Gosh, there's nobody in the chat room to let me know. I guess all I can do is keep going here. I guess I could hang up and try to call in again. I think I'm on the air. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm going to assume that I am. So what have we talked about tonight so far? Well, gays in the military. That didn't seem to generate too much interest from everyone out there. How about the whole idea of the Toyota recall? What do you think about that? This wonderful Japanese car maker, all of a sudden, you know, the car just takes off by itself. Are they doing enough to fix it? What should happen to the people who have been injured, like that poor guy whose car went shooting over a bank, ends up on its roof, and he's in intensive care? Does Toyota owe him money? What is the situation here, folks? You've got plenty of time. Let's see what happens here. Yeah, I got this bad habit of disconnecting. God, I love that music. I don't know what it is about. I got bad habits, but I just love it. Okay, now let's change another subject. What do you think about the president's performance when he went into the Republican lair last Friday? What do you think about the president's new budget? Trillions of dollars, $1.7 trillion increase to the deficit. Holy mackerel. The really interesting thing is people are borrowing this money. I mean, people are lending us this money. They are giving us this money. Most of it's on the foreign side, and that's a real interesting change in where the national debt comes from. Usually we just borrowed it from ourselves, but now most of the money that we're borrowing in order to prop up the domestic economy is being lent to us by foreigners, particularly by the Chinese. Should we be worried about that? 347-945-6713 is the number. And that's the Norm at Night Show. Still nobody in the chat room. I'm getting real worried about that. This whole show deal is just turning into, hang up the phone here and try to dial in again. And I guess I'm back here. Let's see what's going on. Again, a technical difficulty. The chat room seems to be okay. And I'm back live now. Yes, I don't know what happened on that last call, but let's get back to my switchboard. And apparently I'm calling in now. Well, we've got 12 minutes left. So what do you think? Would you lend some money to the government of the United States? Are we out there buying U.S. savings bonds? Is anybody in America buying their treasury bonds? Or is all the money the government's borrowing? And $1.7 trillion. That's a lot of smackos. You know, it's a lot of pictures of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ulysses S. Grant and Ben Franklin. What do you think about all that? I'm not hearing anybody calling into the show. That's 347-945-6713. Or you can go to the Norm at Night chat line. And still no guest in the chat line. I guess I'm doing this show to myself. You know, so is indeed the President of the United States a big liberal spender like everybody has indicated he is? Is health care dead? Is everything just about a big narcissistic, let's make sure we stay in office bit? Or does anybody have the interests of the country at heart? Here's your chance to sound off on it, 347-945-6713. My congressman, Steny Hoyer, he is the House Majority Leader. Would I replace him? You know, I would. And to be perfectly honest, I wish I had the guts to run myself. Not that I don't know if I could win. But you know what? As most people would say, I couldn't. But I'll never find out just sitting here doing the Norm at Night show. Somebody should challenge Steny Hoyer, Speaker of the House or not. I want health care. I'm not getting health care. I want a military that anybody can serve in. I don't have that yet. There's just so many things I want to happen that aren't happening in the United States. I want jobs, but I don't want jobs the old way. You know, I saw somebody else finally ask the question, infrastructure, let's put broadband in every house in America. What do you think of that? Let's have the government provide broadband, internet, wireless access to every square inch of the American continent. That is something we can do. It's something we should do. Oh, wait, I got a call coming in. Hey, you're on with Norm. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Hey, I don't know. I was getting a little lonely here. I'm down to the last 8 minutes. You're the first voice I've heard.
Ah. You got to advertise more. You know, I know you're on Facebook. That should be a good way to promote.
Well, yeah, and I do need to do more. Hey, let me ask you a question. You're a vet.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about the don't ask, don't tell?
It's discrimination. It's you know, from what I'm seeing here, a lot of people are getting kicked out for, you know, secondhand information. I don't know. It's, you know, there's enough laws already, you know, against fraternization and, you know, if any two GIs, male or female or whatever, if they're screwing around in the barracks or doing, you know, that's against the rules anyway. So, you know.
So the men and women should take showers together?
Well, not the men and the women, but the men and the men.
Well, what about the gay men and the head pros?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know.
Wait a minute.
It's not like something's going to happen. It's
you know, I'm okay, Senator. You telling me that I got to take a shower with a gay as long as I can take one with your daughter, too.
Geez.
Well.
No, I don't think that's quite the same thing, you know. Because what I'm looking at,
you
know.
Tell me why it isn't?
No, it isn't. It's very different.
Why is it not the same thing?
Well,
if I bend over to pick up the soap and somebody likes the way I'm hanging, how is that different from me watching your daughter bend over to pick up the soap?
Well, the difference is whether or not someone makes an advance or not, you know? I mean, that.
Okay, I won't advance on her. I'll just look.
Hmm. Okay, well, I don't know how to, you know. If it's a problem, I'm sure, where somebody's staring at somebody too long or whatever, it's going to be discussed and the local commander's going to have to deal with it, you know? And I'm sure you're going to have people who don't like it one way or another, you know.
So do you think there would be a massive exodus? Do you think there'll be a massive exodus from the Army?
I doubt it, you know. From what I'm hearing, they're, you know, just on their estimates, they're saying there's like 60,000 gay and lesbians in the military already. So it's like they're already there, you know.
Should they be there?
Well, I don't see why not.
Well, all right.
I mean, let's face it. If that's the case, then well, think like during Vietnam. If you went in there and told them you were gay, you were still drafted, you know. They weren't gonna believe
that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
they yeah. You couldn't just go in there wearing a dress or what, you know, how people used to joke about it and all that.
Yeah, I do remember those jokes.
Yeah, well, that none of that worked. So
shooting yourself in the foot did.
Yeah, I guess you could do that, but you were already in. I mean, you know, but it just seems to me that in this, you know, we're in an age where we should be able to accept and deal with these things, you know.
Hey, you know, I had another thing I wanted to talk about tonight, but I was hoping that one of these folks would call in. Why do people run marathons?
I don't know exactly. It's a weird, I mean, I can remember, you know, like running in the morning when I was in the Army, of course. And we would do, we would do 10K runs three times a week.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and that was, and if you remember, like the last, you know, mile or whatever, you know, that when the endorphins kick in, it felt really good. Of course, the rest of the day, the rest of the day was
bad. What?
You know
what? I must have been missing some endorphins because I hated every God-blessed step of it.
I hated it because it was really early, and, you know, if it was like a Monday morning, I was in no shape to be out there, you know.
That's true. Hey, you got 3 minutes to get in on this scintillating conversation. 347-945-6713.
It's I think, you know, people have a sense of personal accomplishment, that type of thing. You know, it's like anything else.
Okay, you know, that's fine. You do one. What do you got to do another one for?
You got me. You know, it's, I mean, I can remember when it was enjoyable and other times it wasn't. But, you know.
Hey, Cousin Paul, if you're out there, 347-945-6713.
I mean, you know.
My cousin, and the guy, he's turned into a marathoning, like a marathon professional. That's all he talks about.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on Twitter.
Well, you know, I mean, people thought we were crazy playing chess tournaments on a weekend. And I think we were. I mean, you know, we would start at what, 8, 9 in the morning and finish 12 hours later. And then when
you
I would go home and... You go home and go to sleep, and you all you can see is the damn chessboard. It's in your
right,
hand.
And then you'd have to wake right up again and go the next morning.
Play two more. Yeah, you had five rounds, and there were a lot of other things we could have been doing, but
actually we did most of them because
yeah.
We'd leave those chess tournaments and. We'd be out till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and then they somehow managed to get back and do whatever. Yeah, the first round was pretty bad. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, why did we play in chess tournaments? I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was competitive. You know, there was the status. You know, the ratings and the trophies and all that stuff. There was a lot to it. You know, all the reasons that people compete. You know, there's a multitude of reasons. But, you know, this is what we do, you know, people. People like to compete against each other. That's what we do, you know. As soon as that
yeah, okay, off, you know. But these guys, they go, well, I guess I was a fish on the chessboard most of the time. I was going to say... You know, these guys, they go out and they take 3.5 hours to win the race. They finally get to the finish line, and even the scores kit tables are...
Yeah, but, you know, they got their family there, and everyone's cheering for them, and there's a social thing before you race and after you race, and you make friends, and there's a lot to it, you know. So there's a whole social thing as well as the competition. So and chess was the same way, you know. I mean, granted we had some strange people hanging around, but it was also a social thing, you know. Because we did hang out with each other after the tournament or during the week or whenever, you know. People were still friends and everything, so you know. I mean, I think all the time I put into fantasy football, you know. And these are people I don't even know. Some of them.